The letter that the commissioners Leibowitz, Rosch, Ramirez, and Brill sent to Congressman Mica about this, what did it say?
It says that the FTC building, which was built for this agency, supports the agency's mission very well, is in first-rate condition, needs no modifications or renovations, because all of that work has been done over the years, and that moving the FTC out of this building and giving the building away to a non-federal entity would cost taxpayers well over $100 million, completely unnecessary expenses.
Now, the letter also says a forced move of the FTC could impose additional costs on the American taxpayer from the need to replicate important functions of the FTC building in a new building. What are some of those functions that you'd have to essentially do over?
Well, that's right. And let me tell you, those costs range, you know, rough estimate from, say, mid-$60 million to close to $90 million. We would have to replicate the data center that is housed in our headquarters building. The cost estimate on that is between $24 and about $34 million, depending on how it's done. We would have to replicate very sophisticated investigative and forensic labs that we have here to do all of our internet work. We would have to replicate courtrooms and hearing rooms that are in this building and were designed into the building when it was built for the Federal Trade Commission in the 1930s. This has been the home of the Federal Trade Commission since the building was built, and it was built for this agency.
Some of the things there are things that I think folks don't know that the FTC does.
Right.
What is the education process that is going on the Hill in addition to the letter that you sent to help members understand that these things are actually the case, that this work is going on in this building?
Well, I think actually members of Congress understand well that the FTC runs the National Do Not Call Registry, that we protect consumers in the marketplace generally, that we enforce antitrust laws. But the big issue I think that people on the Hill are very concerned about are the costs that are imposed by this idea. This building was appraised recently at a value of between $92 and $95 million. This would be a giveaway of an asset that currently belongs to the American people, $92 to $95 million. The cost of moving the agency, between $65 and $90 million. Taking an agency out of federally owned space, where we pay $6 million a year to the Federal Building Fund to occupy the space, and putting us in commercially leased space, which would rent at current market rates for at least twice what we're paying now, taxpayers are paying now, to house the FTC. And then every 10 years, that lease would be subject to an open competition, and probably the FTC would have to move again, incurring another 60-some to close to $90 million in move costs at 2012 value, so 10 years from now. Just imagine how those costs inflate, and so on every 10 years. So I think that what people on the Hill are concerned about is, number one, the very high cost of giving away a federally owned building and moving a functioning federal agency out of a federally owned building into commercial lease space, giving it away to the National Gallery of Art so it can expand its office space. This building, the Federal Trade Commission building, would not be used by the National Gallery of Art as an art museum. The National Gallery came into the building with their drawings and showed them to everyone. Their desire is to turn the FTC building into office space, space for their curators. They would store some of their collection, and they would use a very small part of the building, probably on the first floor, for some public viewing space. So, you know, this would not become a building that the public would have any more access to if the National Gallery owned it than it does now that the people of the United States own it. And, you know, so one of the representations that's been made here by Mr. Mica is that taxpayers would be saved $280-some million in costly renovations to the FTC building if it was given away to the gallery. The FTC building doesn't need any renovations to house the FTC. It needs $284 million in renovations, apparently, to repurpose it for the purposes of the National Gallery of Art. And, you know, if you've been on the Mall lately, you've seen that on the east building of the National Gallery of Art, all of the exterior stone panels are being replaced because they started falling off. Taxpayers are footing the bill for that. That's $85 million. The National Gallery acquired the East Wing, its main museum, and the Sculpture Garden with privately raised funds, but taxpayers are responsible for paying for all of the maintenance on those buildings. Here, Mr. Mica wants to give away a building that's owned by the federal government to the National Gallery, and then under the terms of the charter of the National Gallery, taxpayers would be on the hook to pay the maintenance on the building for the National Gallery. So the cost-saving argument here is not accurate. Instead, this is a huge cost imposition at a time, frankly, when all of our salaries have been frozen. We have tightened our belts as tightly as we can here, as all federal agencies are doing. And then for us to watch this effort to give away a federal building and impose huge costs that we don't have appropriations to cover, it just doesn't make sense to us.
Eileen, last question. What kind of a timeline would you be forced into if you had to move to this new space?
Well, I don't know. We're not the ones who are proposing this. The resolution that passed does not provide a timeline for this to happen. So I can't answer that question.
I'm just curious if you're getting any sense from the conversations that you're having and or from any internal conversations that you're having about some of the things that you talk about, the data center, the investigative labs, the courtrooms. I can't imagine it would be easy to just go and open them up in a new space.
No, generally speaking, when government agencies move into commercially leased space, that's, you know, an 18-month to two-year process if things go well. The GSA does all of the leasing on behalf of federal agencies. They also run all of the bidding processes to hire contractors to do architectural work, design work, to do the construction work. You know, the space has to be built out. It would have to be wired electrically and for internet connectivity. You know, so this is not the sort of thing that can happen overnight. There are procurement laws that control all of this, and all of the work, as I said, is done by the GSA. We don't do that.